This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vail Resorts is cutting 14% of its corporate staff as revenue slides. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
The Broomfield-based resort giant is cutting jobs with skier visits down more than 9% globally during the 12 months that ended in July. Vail executives told investors this week that poor snow conditions were a major cause for the disappointing quarterly results, including in the western U.S. The job cuts will be concentrated in things like IT and payroll, and will happen over the course of the next 2 years, saving them $100 million. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Workers at the JBS beef plant in Greeley are painting a picture of abuse, wage theft, and dangerous working conditions. Their union wants local authorities to investigate. Union representative Shelley Moy says he hurt his foot when a box fell off a lift at the warehouse.
The hospital sent me the bills maybe like 4 or 5 times. I can't remember how many times they sent it. But I get calls from collection company right now about the same bill.
The union says JBS is responsible for those sorts of bills, but isn't paying them. That has damaged workers' already fragile credit as many work toward becoming U.S. citizens. Travelers at Denver International Airport will see some train disruptions this week. Trains will run between concourses A, B, and C from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. There will be no train service between the terminal and Concourse A. That will close some TSA checkpoints, too. The shutdown is for track maintenance between the terminal and Concourse A. It's mostly sunny around Denver. High is close to 90 this afternoon. This is CPR News.